brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Tens of thousands of people are on the website, thefinrosi.com. Links to it on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We've got Matt Dayton and others from Project for New American Citizens joining us. The big event coming up next week at UT Austin, which we're going to find out how many people it really seats. They better try to get a bigger room. I mean, you could probably get 3,000 people in there. I mean, if I don't even promote something and 1,000 show up and they turn away a couple hundred, this is going to be a three-ring circus. But I don't want that to discourage you from coming because they got a bunch of other rooms, I'm told, and we'll give you the tales. William Rodriguez will be with us for the rest of the hour. We're almost out of time, real fast, let's get to Kyle in Iowa. You're on with Professor Stephen Jones. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Oh, good. Okay. Okay. I just want to make one point, and I don't know if I've ever heard you make this point before, but for a lot of people who doubt that fire could have melted these things, I want to point out one thing. These engines that are in these airplanes, if they're made out of steel, how do they make these transcontinental flights over and over with little or no maintenance?
That's a good point. And also, even your wood-burning stove and kerosene stove, jet fuel is a type of kerosene. I have a kerosene stove, and it's a steel, and I'm not worried about that puppy melting, you know, anytime soon. So, right. No, you raise a good point. Even jet engines don't melt. Yeah.
Right. Well, I've been doing some research on this myself, and I noticed that that it was saying that on an open-air burn, actually, of or an uncontrolled burn of jet fuel, it's roughly going to be between 500 and 600 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, when we say 1,800, that is the maximum with air injected in a turbo condition. Okay,
right, or like liquid oxygen or something like that.
Professor, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, those numbers are reasonable. And remember, to melt steel would require right around 2,800 Fahrenheit. 1538 centigrade is typical for structural steel. So you're nowhere near the temperatures. And NIST, to their credit, does point that out. But then, how do they explain this molten metal seen pouring out of the South Tower just minutes before its collapse? Well, they're hard put. They do talk about aluminum, and I've shown that aluminum is silvery, I and others. And but now
it also cools quickly and flakes and turns white. This stuff staying yellow for its whole drop down.
A long drop, absolutely, yellow and red. And then also now we've got these droplets in the dust, mingled in with the dust, these spherical metal droplets that have solidified. Man, that just contains so much information. It's like...
Because it proves it isn't aluminum. You've got the steel droplets.
It is, Now, it's not. I wouldn't call it steel either, although I understand the term, Alex, but these are... It's a mixture...
It's an alloy.
It's what you see in thermate residue, which gives you droplets also. So that's what I'll be showing at UT.
Is alloy the proper term? I mean, it's a mixture of things?
It's a mixture of metals. It's fairly, it's what you get with thermate. You get these droplets that form, and I'm talking about thermate with potassium permanganate added. I'll show you why later in UT, Austin. But anyway, the point is you get these droplets, and they contain the information of where they came from, right, as you look at these then and interrogate with x-rays.
Well, this is unbelievable. I can't wait to videotape your presentation and get it up on the web immediately once you get to town and give the presentation next Saturday night, Professor. God bless you and Godspeed. And I can't, and hopefully after the presentation we can sneak off and I can take you guys to dinner.
Yeah. Let me just throw in one thing, Alex. Since this is at the University of Texas, I would invite physicists to come and see this. I mean, I'd look at this as a scientific colloquium. I'll be a little more technical on this one than I have, at least in part, because I want to get into these data and show the spectra.
Well, you won't have me interrupting, and you'll have visual aids. And I know that Matt and others involved with the student group are inviting all of the engineering staff and the science staff. Professor, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Great. Thank you, Alex. Always a pleasure.
God bless. See you next week. We'll be right back with William Rodriguez and...
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, he's an amazing individual. He's William Rodriguez, and riding shotgun with him for this segment is going to be Matt Dayton, another amazing individual who heads up a student group on UT that's had, I don't know, 10, 20 big demonstrations with hundreds of people. Had an event that I was at that had over 1,900 in there, hundreds that tried to get in and got covered by the newspapers and TV and stuff. They've had other events with 400, 500 people. They've got one coming up next week with Stephen Jones, Webster Tarpley, myself, and others. I'm going to be emceeing part of it and speaking. That's all coming up. I was thinking I'm going to try to get Willie in, but he's so busy. My big concern is that I'm told the hall only holds 550 people, but there's side rooms next to it that I guess they might be able to put TVs in. Matt, I'm going to tell you right now, and I know you guys got this hall booked before you had the other event, so you didn't know how big this would get, not tooting my horn, but if this show is promoting it, with all our great listeners out there that really do the promoting. Matt Dayton with Project for New American Citizens. What are we going to do here? Because if we do promote this, it's going to go supernova. But then if we say, oh, it's going to go supernova, then people won't come because they think they won't be able to get in. Regardless, Sunday there's the demonstration down town, so everybody should come to that, bottom line. And there's going to be some other events around town. But, Matt, fill us in on what's happening.
Okay, well, thanks for having me on, Alex. And, yeah, I mean, the biggest room that we could get was this Burdine 106 room. The room that we had you in, which was the ballroom, we could not get that booked. That gets booked way in advance. We just lucked out when we got you in there. So
So what we're going to try and do is, you know, we're going to have the conference. It's going to be 2 days. I have a feeling people aren't going to want to stay the entire day for both days, so that's going to hopefully help us out with the numbers. And then we're going to have a, you know, some spillover rooms in order to either try and broadcast live what's happening in the main room, or if we have some of our speakers who are willing to maybe give another lecture in that those other rooms, or in that other room that we have. So
how big's the other room?
It'll be probably around another 100 or a couple hundred.
Okay.
So, I mean,
you know what's going to happen? All these people are going to show up, and UT's pretty nice, at least their staff are. They're probably going to accommodate, and they're going to open more up.
Okay, yeah, I mean, well, we're doing the best we can with the, you know, what we got.
Are you kidding? No, you guys are super. You're my heroes. I love how you're taking action, taking the bull by the horns, getting involved. I'm just, I mean, for Stephen Jones coming in alone, you'd probably get 800 people. With me, you know, not even promoting it, 1,000. With Tarpley, hundreds and hundreds. People love Tarpley. You've got more people. Just make darn sure I got a couple seats saved for my camera guys. This is going to be awesome, my friend. This is going to be great. But we want everybody to come because the kicker here is this thing's free, isn't it?
Yes, it's free. We wanted to, you know, we wanted to make this free because we wanted to encourage as much people or as many people who aren't necessarily interested in the topic. So we didn't want to discourage, you know, people who are fence sitters because we know we would get a bunch of people who love Stephen Jones and who are totally on board with this information, but we wanted to try and do something to get more people, and that's hopefully what we'll do. We do have the option of we know people really want to come to this event, so we've made it the option that you can reserve a spot. And make sure you'll get a spot the whole time if you donate, you know, $30 or more, just as a sort of means to have people guarantee a spot if they're concerned about that at all.
That's right, and you guys are having to pay for the flying the people in.
Yeah, Brave New Books is basically our sole supporter, so we are asking for donations from our listener or from, you know, people who are going to come to the event, and also just basically the
Matt, are you kidding? Now that you've said people can reserve it, you're going to have 550 reserved in 2 minutes.
Well,
give out the contact point for that.
On our website at pnacitizen.org, you can, you know, donate there and see the tentative schedule of the speakers that we're going to have for Saturday and Sunday. So,
well, it's going to be amazing, and I can't wait to see you there, and I appreciate you coming on with us. Give out the website again.
It's pnacitizen.org, so that's PNACitizen, so pnacitizen.org.
Okay, well, it's going to be big, and I appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Alex.
All right, let's go to William Rodriguez. I appreciate joining us today. By the way, we're now carrying his new film. It's a compilation of the unbelievably strong presentation he gave at the 9/11 Neocon Agenda Symposium in June of last year, shot with, I believe, 5 cameras. 2 of it's our shots, then 3 other cameras he had. And just an amazing presentation. In fact, I meant to edit it together and put it out, never had time. I'm glad he did. We're now carrying that, and it's available on the online shopping cart at Infowars.com. He is the last civilian survivor of the towers. He went up with the key to open the different landings and doorways with the police and firemen. And he's just an amazing individual. And oh, I meant to send this to the network for when he came on. I forgot to send the clip. I'll go find the YouTube clip and get it up to the network, because this is an example all over TV where he goes. When he gets ready to say, and then there were explosions with bombs going off, they cut it and go, there were explosions, and then they cut and say, then the plane caused the explosion. Very deceptive. And, again, just an amazing individual, and we're honored to have him. William, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. That's very important that you mentioned that, because I found that clip because of the amount of presentations that I did on September the 11th last year. I haven't been able to digitize everything. And when I saw that, I was like so appalled by the manipulation and the editing of the content just to fit what their views are. you see how cleverly they cut on the right moment, and everybody knows the story out there, and they just go into establishing that it was a plane, what I heard first. It's just so funny because they cut the whole sentence out. And you see, even though they did a nice profile in the general clip, you see that it did fit whatever they wanted to put out there. But the real story was never out. It's incredible. And this is ABC News. And that shows you how they choose and pick whatever they want.
We posted a clip a few days ago on PrisonPlanet.com when you sent
they can go to YouTube and type William Rodriguez ABC and they will get it.
Okay, and then let me just tell the network, William Rodriguez ABC. And it just starts with Willie at ground zero, and he's sitting there going, and then there was a big explosion, and they cut and go, and the plane hit. What did you really say?
I said there was a huge explosion that pushed us upwards, and at that moment I felt it was a bomb or something explosive like that blew up under the basement. And then when I went to verbalize it, I heard the impact of the plane all the way on the top. They cut all that part. They just use whatever they want just to put out. You see, it has been an experience for the last 5 years how they have taken my story and they have manipulated. Actually, I am putting together hours and hours. We're talking about hundreds of hours of interviews that I've done and digitizing them all at once to be able to put it out there so people will see that, you know, been telling the same story from the very beginning, and people keep manipulating the whole thing.
Well, some folks will go get the news that's cut you up and then say, oh, well, Willie didn't say. In fact, the neocons do that.
Well, they have done Willie, that.
Willie said a plane hit it.
They say that constantly. Yes. Oh, he didn't say this, or he didn't mention that, or he said one thing and then he said another thing. You know, they manipulate that for their own needs just to debate me, but they don't debate me directly. Say, if you want to get the real stuff, get the real raw footage from the networks. You will never get it.
I want to get back into this. We're going to get the clip. We're going to play it coming up today. In about 10 minutes or so, we'll have it. We'll play it. But before we go to break, Willie, let's get into 9/11 Truth itself. I know you can't say too much, but Rosie O'Donnell, all the things that are happening, where do you see this going? I mean, are you seeing the same thing I'm seeing? This is make it or break it. We're exploding exponentially, but they're trying to set the precedent by getting her fired.
They are trying to make her not only an icon of the negativity that is out there. They are attacking her. They are calling for her death, basically, on national television, and these people are not being prosecuted. They are hypocrites because they have attacked this woman for just asking questions. All she did was ask questions. I definitely 100% support Rosie O'Donnell. I have written directly to the producers of the O'Reilly Factor. They have not called me back. They won't want me to be on the show because, you know, how do you get a survivor, a person that was inside the building, to support Rosie? The show will be amazingly on our favor. You see, they don't want that. They don't need that. They want to attack. They are so nervous. They are so they are shaking on
the fence. You can see the fear. You can see the fear, can't you?
Oh, yes, definitely.
I'm seeing fear in their eyes, aren't you?
Oh, well, you know, what I've seen here from the very beginning is what I've been seeing for the last four and a half years. But now I feel that they are so nervous that the truth is coming out that they want to attack anybody that comes out. You see, the people that have been out, like you, me, other survivors, firemen, they don't attack them. They don't even acknowledge our existence because we've been at it from the very beginning. But
it's also
new people.
It's also the key to them to keep the illusion going that the firemen and police and heroes like William Rodriguez are all buying into the Al-Qaeda did it story. Does it ever make you sick? And I want you to answer this after the break, Willie. Because it makes me sick, and I'm not a hero like you are on 9/11. It makes me sick to see them wrap themselves in the dead, wrap themselves in the people that the military-industrial complex killed, and then claim that all the victims agree with them when Bill Doyle, who lost his son Joey, says the majority of his group, the biggest group, he's the head of it, believe it's an inside job. We'll get William Rodriguez's take on that, because I never asked him this, even publicly or privately. What is it like? I mean, we've actually got a hero, a victim here. What is it like to see the killers using people like him? We'll be right back.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt, instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024. And ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Willie Monriquez is our guest. We have links to his website up on Infowars.com right now. And we are carrying his incredible five-camera shoot presentation on what happened on 9/11 and what he went through up on Infowars.com. You can also get it from his website. We'll tell you about that later. I do want to try to jam in a few of your calls before he leaves us in the next half hour. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. William, so much is happening, so much is going on. In the next segment, I'm going to play a few minutes of that clip where they misrepresent you continually and let you comment on that. But the point I raised before we hit the last break, to see how they expropriate the dead, expropriate the heroes, how they use the troops, how they use all of the courage of the American people and people like yourself, and then totally ignore you. I mean, they gave you the big medals and awards and wanted you to run for Congress and had you at the White House. But you said, no, there were explosions, there were bombs. They'd offered you all this money, and you said, no, I'm going to tell the truth because, again, you're that type of person. What is it like to see them continue to use the victims and the heroes?
Sickening. Actually, it just makes you realize how low these people will go. These are the lowest form of life. And not only that, Alex, just open your eyes. This is going to be the big issue on this election. Why? Because you have this Giuliani guy trying to run for president when not even the farmers are supporting him. Not even the family members are supporting him. This guy created this whole illusion and persona of mysticism about 9/11, that he was this huge hero, when in reality most of the problems that happened during that day was due to his lack of support for the farmers during the time prior to 9/11. So you see, this election, upcoming election, will be marred constantly by the 9/11 issue. On top of that, you have the first responders dying constantly. You have 100 first responders that have died since 9/11. All the rescue dogs have died. You have close to 60,000 people sick because of the environmental effects, and they don't want to recognize that because, of course, it's going to be the biggest liability lawsuit ever presented to the city. So you have the mayor of New York, Mayor Bloomberg, a billionaire who really doesn't care about the families. He is calling the shots of everything that is being built on Ground Zero. Here you had yesterday, or the day before yesterday, Diane Horning, the president of Families for Proper Burial. And she has told you directly how her group has been in constant fight with the city of New York to try to get a respectful and dignified memorial, to have the ashen remains of the people that died on 9/11 be placed on Ground Zero. And the city don't want to do that. They actually use the ashen remains to fill potholes. And when we are being used, politicized constantly by not only the city and the state, but also by the federal and the government in general for agendas that we don't agree with, we feel sick. We feel that we have to open our mouth and take an action constantly against these people that are actually putting out a whole story that doesn't agree with what we have been going through, not only on 9/11, but after 9/11, 5 years after, we're still fighting for the truth. We're still fighting for respect and dignified representation for the victims and survivors that died, the people that died on that day, and we are not getting that.
Well,
we
agree.
Are actually throwing stones, and it's like, you know, we are the enemy.
Well,
we
really,
are the enemy, but it's so convenient for them to use us for every single agenda to create this new police state all over the nation that it doesn't, I mean, it just makes you sick.
Well, I mean, it makes me sick, and I can't imagine seeing people die and saving so many people and being in the middle of it, and then, and I mean, being in your position, it must be unbearable. Have you seen that video clip of that mother who had the daughter named Langer? And it's so powerful, it makes me cry when I see it, when she says, you know, George Bush used my daughter, he used her for his war, he used her picture. Well, I'm taking it back, but I mean, the way she says it, you can just hear the strength, the anger.
You have to meet Donna Marsh. Donna Marsh has suffered the same situation. She lost her daughter, and she's so against the government use of 9/11 and how the government have closed the doors for a real investigation. You should listen to this mother. I mean, we have, it's not only Cindy Sheehan opening her mouth out there. You have the mothers of 9/11 trying to get the real truth out to the nation and to the world. You have Sally Regenhardt. Sally Regenhardt.
Stay there. We got a break, William. Stay there. We're going to come back and talk more about it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatNow.com.
We're on the goods team. We're wearing the white hats, and God is with us. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. God is with us, and we are going to win because of the courage of people like William Rodriguez and Charlie Sheen and Dr. Stephen Jones. I mean, folks, I can't keep track of all the big 9/11 developments that are taking place and happening. I mean, I go to these different sites, and I go look at the articles written by Marine Corps colonels, Air Force colonels, Army colonels, generals, all these new people, and I mean, they're not just saying there's questions about 9/11. They're going, it's clear this is a black op run by the blah, blah, blah. And I mean, I'm just like, all these pilots and fighter pilots. I mean, it's just like hundreds of them. I mean, folks, the dam broke, and I've gotten flooded by it. I can't even, I mean, I'm like in here. We got so many forces now, I don't even know how to interface with them or even know who's in the field against the New World Order. I mean, I'm telling you, don't wait for orders from headquarters. Make copies of DVDs, burn them, pass around video clips on the web, post all over message boards, go wild, letters to the editor, calling to talk radio, go nuts, protest, march, get involved, never just start talking in the middle of grocery stores, put bumper stickers on your cars. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, ladies and gentlemen, and get the new film by William Rodriguez, What Really Happened on 9/11. It's $15, and it's over an hour long. It's a five-camera shoot, and it's I mean, I saw the presentation live, and everybody I talked to said this is the most powerful thing that's happened at this event. People were crying. It is a very well done piece. And 9/11 William Rodriguez, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez has put out what really happened on 9/11, available at InfoWars.com via the safe, secure online shopping cart. You can also link through and get it right from his site if you would like, but that way you support both of us when you get it from InfoWars.com. William, tell folks about this film, and then we're going to play this clip of how they're spinning what you say. Tell folks about what's in the film and why they should get it.
Well, this is what really happened on 9/11. This was a presentation that we did for your symposium in California, and it was so powerful, like you said, is where Charlie Sheen actually came over with Isai Morales, the famous actor from La Bamba, and they were so taken away because of not only the information, but the actual roller coaster. Their expression was, "I went with you, Willie, through the stairs. I got the anger, I got the laugh, I got the crying part, because I was experiencing the same emotions that you presented on that day." It's a very powerful presentation, and the money that we are raising for selling the DVD is going to be to actually produce the European tour, that the film from the European tour that we just did in UK. And, of course, this is part of what we are doing, trying to get the information out. And I just want to add that one of the activism that we have created, and I want you to be part of this activism, is that we are calling up volunteers all over the world that are listening to us right now. Volunteers. We need all kind of volunteers of any kind of experience. You have experience in Photoshop, you have experience in Premiere, you have experience in Final Cut Pro, any kind of experience, so you can actually be part of this spreading of the information. And I already have like 900 volunteers from all over the world, so we want to expand at least to 10,000 so we can spread the information as fast as possible.
Well, that's what's happening. In fact, there's a video put together that's 3.5 minutes long that literally brought tears to my eyes last night, that was put together by some folks we're going to get on the show tomorrow. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. That's how you can find the YouTube clip the best. And it is just so strong. And that's what's going to bring the New World Order down, is that there's all these activists, all these artists, all these people that really are our brothers and sisters. And, you know, I always have this subconscious feeling, or even a conscious feeling, but I never really think about it. I'm so busy. But I just last night, William, I thought about the fact of how blessed I am, even in all this adversity, and how honored I am and humbled I am to be involved in any way with all of these wonderful people in 9/11 Truth, and then the heroes and people like yourself, William. I mean, you ever, despite all the evil and the sickeningness of it, on the other side, being part of this community, it really hit me last night that I was just thankful to God that I am one of the people that woke up, and then I know all these other great people, that I'm not out into some fancy car or fancy restaurants or golf courses or into petty garbage and, you know, just, you know what I mean, the fakeness of the world.
Yes, I agree with you. Actually, you know, so much fakeness. People see me, for example, I get attacked and constantly that I'm probably making a fortune of going around the world and speaking, and they don't even know that last year I only made less than $15,000 by going around the world and speaking. Less than $15,000. That's less than half of what I used to make as a janitor at the World Trade Center.
But then it's okay for Giuliani, who all the firefighters hate, the police all hate him, the families literally, like 90% hate him. That's all over New York News nationally. They love him. He's a hero. He has made over
$100,000. Yeah, $100,000 for speaking engagement.
And he's made over $50 million on consulting. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, $3.5 million for advance for his book, plus royalties. $3 million to speak to the government of Mexico. And not counting the salary that he gets from Giuliani Partners and the money, $280,000 that he gets from managing the Fireman's Fund. So you have here a man that is profiting from 9/11 more than the whole community of 9/11 put together. Think about it.
Well, that's how they operate, though. The very people that carried out the attacks that are fat on the blood of our children and women and people that died in there, these pigs, and then we're literally trying to get funds to fight and move forward and do a better job so we can, you know, keep up.
We need the people to open their eyes, and that's why, Alex, I'm fighting back. I'm fighting back. I'm putting my gloves on, and I'm fighting back as much as I can. If somebody accused me of something, I put them on. Put them on, I will. If I sue the president to sue somebody else that cannot validate what they're saying, I'll sue them as well. Because we need to fight back. We need to take these people, and as electrified they are, because they are totally electrified, they're like nonstop attacking us. We have to do the same thing back to them. I will be tomorrow, as a matter of fact, flying to Chicago. Because on Saturday, I will be doing a free presentation in Ann Arbor to defend Kevin Barrett, who was actually attacked by a victim of 9/11 brought in by the Youth Republican Union in his own school. You see, they are going crazy, and they're trying to put everybody against each other. But I'm going there to protect them and to
Well, it's not going to work, and everybody needs to get William Rodriguez, what really happened on 9/11, for $15 at Infowars.com.
And I will sign each one of them. I will sign each one of them.
That's right. In fact, these are all signed that you've gotten to us, and it is, again, those are signed. We forgot to make that point. And William, also give them your website.
It's 911keymaster.com or william911.com. It's the same website, william911.com.
Now, before we play this audio clip and then get your analysis of that, how they misrepresent you continually, and then we'll talk to Alex, Mark, and Dan, and Linda, and a few others, how important is it for people to support Rosie O'Donnell? I mean, what she's got, and it's not about her personally, even though we should support her, and I appreciate what she's doing and admire her courage. If they're able, as you said, to set the precedent by demonizing her and by shutting her down, then it's going to scare others from going public, and these murderers will be able to carry out more attacks. Go to PrisonPlanet.com, go to InfoWars.com, go to the website we've put up, and sign the petition and spread the word about that website. William?
I agree with you 100%. We have to protect her. We have to come out and open our mouth. They are trying to demonize her. They are trying to criminalize her. We have to take a stand and say no more. We support her. We want her to speak freely. It's a matter of a free speech, even if you don't agree with her. You see, even if you don't agree with her, we have to defend her. But I agree with her 100%. You see? I cannot comment too much, because we're working things behind the whole media thing, but
I really wish we could tell people.
We'll wait for that. But we are actually calling for people to support her as much as they can, and if they put a poll, just flood the poll to support her, please.
Oh, that was the other point I forgot to mention. There's an ABC poll running neck and neck with her, and it's literally dead heat. You know, I mean, we're talking nose margins on who's going to win this poll, if people agree with Rosie or they agree with O'Reilly the Demon. It's just unbelievable.
Well, they have nowhere to go, and that's why they are fighting, because they see their status quo being changed.
Well, are you hearing them more and more say, we need to be arrested, we need to be killed? They're not just saying that about Rosie. I mean, they're saying, we are Al-Qaeda, William.
But you see, they don't face me. I want them to face me. They don't face me. They are afraid to put me on the show. I want to be on the show. I'm ready. Remember what happened last time, that they wanted to attack Charlie, and they called me, they sent a card to my house. To my house. And when I said, no, I support Charlie, they took the car away. They said, oh, no.
Yeah, they've done stuff like that to me before. They said they want me to, you know, oh, we want to hear your view. And then when you're 5 minutes away, they go, in the limo, they go, well, this is what we want you to say. And when you won't, they go, oh, just got a call, they don't want you. But let me expand on that, because this is important. When they wanted me to go on Fox News on a tape show with Mancow, and I was really burnt out at the time, I was working all the time, still doing that, but I didn't want to fly. I'd just been to New York, and I'd gotten the flu while I was there. Thank God I didn't get sick till the flight back. And, I mean, that was, like, the worst flu I ever had. And I just, like, I don't want to go back to New York. It's kind of like you got a hangover. You don't want to drink that drink again. And I said, well, send Kevin Smith. He, by the way, did a great job. But they kept saying, well, we want somebody, you know, who can talk about this. And I said, why don't you have William Rodriguez on, remember? And then we called you, but you had to go somewhere. And then they said, doesn't matter. We don't even want him anyways. They don't want you on there.
You see? And the thing is that also, if they ask me to be on a show, it's going to be a recorded show. And I always say no. If you want me, I want to be live, because I don't want to be edited because of the experience that you're actually going to play now. But the problem is that, you know, I want to be confronted with argumentation and debate with people that understand what I went through that day. I was there. They weren't. So they have no argument with me. And since I don't fit their format, they will take me out. They won't put me on.
Absolutely. Let's play part of this clip and then go to some calls. This is, tell folks, William, which particular TV show this is.
This is the news for the ABC News here in New York, and that was the profile that they did for 9/11 five-year ceremony, presenting me as one of the big heroes of 9/11.
But then not letting what you had to say show up on the tape, they edited it to misrepresent that the plane caused the explosion. Here's the clip.
All right.
He stays with you forever. He's implanted.
Rodriguez worked at the North Tower. He was a custodian responsible for cleaning the stairwell. On the morning of 9/11, he was in the basement.
You hear, boom, an explosion so loud that pushed us upwards on the air. And we started screaming. We didn't know what it was.
It was the first hijacked plane that hit the tower.
We call it the Key of Hope.
Rodriguez had one of only five master keys.
Back that up about 20 seconds to where he says, it was an explosion, it pushed us upwards, and then he went on to say, we believe it was an explosion in the basement. Nope, they cut that and say it was the plane, as if he, the eyewitness, was saying that. William, what did you say at the point where they cut?
I said, we didn't know what it was, and the first thing that came to my mind is that one of the generators blew up on the basement. It sounded like a bomb, and when I went to verbalize it, we heard the impact of the plane all the way on the top. They caught all of that, and they put the plane on the top right away.
Now, again, to be clear, then you saw people coming up out of the basement with their faces and hands and skin hanging off like zombies, out of some horror movie, which proving it was down there. We know there was an big explosion. So, and the firefighters and police say this, too. Again, play the editing. This is Big Brother, ladies and gentlemen.
On the morning of 9/11, he was in the basement.
You hear, boom, an explosion so loud that pushed us upwards on the air. And we started screaming. We didn't know what it was.
It was the first hijacked plane that hit the tower.
We call it the Key of Hope.
Rodriguez had one of only five.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, realize what's happening now. ABC's own Rosie O'Donnell with their top-rated morning show, 30 million viewers to O'Reilly's 2.5 million, okay? That's numbers we're talking about. That's why they're so jealous. Now, understand, ladies and gentlemen, that I can't get into it. William can't get into it. Some of the, Jones, admitted on air, so I can talk about that. That Rosie's people told him that they have to get it approved. We'll just leave it at that. So they're calling for censorship. It's already going on. They got a big problem on their hands because if this chain reactions, which it's starting to do, it's over, folks. 9/11's going to fall. Their main terror tactic that they use to set up the police state and the New World Order and the demonization of America worldwide, because that's what they're doing with all this. You know, domestically, we think they're the good guys. Internationally, everybody knows the truth. My God, William, this is incredible. We're on the edge of one of the greatest things in history. We can win this right now.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we're trying to do. We are fighting back. We need to fight back. Please, people, listen to the story. If you never heard my story, please. I talk about explosions in the building before the plane hit the tower. And after the plane hit the tower, as I went up the stairwells with the firemen following me, behind me, as I went up opening doors and saving people, I heard explosions as I went up as well. And they don't want to hear this. They don't want to talk about this. I have the opportunity. I wanted to have the chance to say hello to Professor Jones, but he had to go on your show, to actually have a presentation with him for the first time on stage with the father of depleted uranium, Dr. Doc Rocky. And all three of us shared the stage for the first time in Irvine, California. And I was blown away because of the data that they presented there. And these are the experts. And the only question that I had, listen, I was a janitor. I don't understand anything about the scientific process. All I want to know is that this information validates my story. And they came out at the same time at unison and said, not only it proves your story, but it proves that explosives were used on the towers on 9/11.
Absolutely. It is so important, folks. Get the new video, What Really Happened on 9/11, by William Rodriguez. 9/11 hero William Rodriguez tells his story in this powerful and emotional DVD produced by William Rodriguez himself. The 9/11 hero presents his incredible story of bravery and the subsequent horrors and honors and accolades he turned his back on in the search for the real truth of what happened that fateful day.
I will be giving you last Sunday in Puerto Rico was a television special presented by Carmen Jovet, the top journalist over there. It has a show like 60 minutes, and it was seen by 3 million people. They are sending me the video. I will give you this video so you can post it, where you can see, even though it's in Spanish, that they presented my story unedited.
Well, that's the amazing thing is, folks, if you think the official story is imploding domestically, internationally, there's no going back. They've already lost. We are going to win. 9/11 Truth's the key, the key, the key.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge, plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
Strange days have found us. Strange days have found us.
we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment, William Rodriguez. I know we got loaded phone lines here. Let's try to jam some of them in. Alex in British Columbia, you're on the air with William Rodriguez. Go ahead.
Mr. Jones and Mr. Rodriguez, how's it going?
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
I just wanted to say I'm calling from Vancouver, British Columbia, and the ship, with a P, the ship is going to hit the fan this summer.
I'm going to let you go. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Dan. Dan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you?
Nice. Good. Go ahead.
I have a quick announcement that William mentioned earlier. There's going to be a 9/11 Truth event in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Yes, it's going to be in Ann Arbor, Michigan at Michigan League, 9/11 North University.
Right. 2 to 5 p.m.
2 to 5,
Saturday,
that is correct.
Right.
That is Saturday, yes, and there's 500 people. It's free, 500-seater, totally free, so bring as many people as you want.
Yeah, man, well, I want to say, like, you've been a real inspiration to me. Alex, it's good to talk to you, and, keep it up, man. All right, take care.
Thank you. I appreciate your call,
Dan.
Thank you.
And that's important. Anybody that wants to put together an event, we will go over there and we'll speak. It has to be a big event, meaning at least 150 to 250 people or more to make it feasible to actually make the trip. But we will do it. If you can put it together, one of the ideas that we give to the activists is that we can do a faith tour because we can go to churches that has probably a congregation of 200 people, and it makes it easier because they already have the venue.
Linda, where are you calling us from today, Linda?
I'm calling you from Chicago.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's an honor. I wanted to bring up a piece of the 911 puzzle that was exposed by Christopher Bolin, who's actually from Hoffman Estates in this area. He was beaten up about 6 months ago on his front lawn. He made some phone calls that day to the SEC and the U.S. Attorney's Office asking how this Jacob, also known as Kobe Alexander, was able to wire $60 million to his account in Israel and flee New York without anybody stopping him.
Sure, I'm familiar with the case.
Thank you for the information. But anyway, just doubting a lot of the work that Christopher Bolin has done, because he even wrote an article attacking me.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say, yeah, ma'am, I appreciate your call. You know, Willie's a good guy. All he does is help people. That's all I do. The things, the people he traffics with, and I'd interview the guy. I've never been anything but nice. The things that have been said about me, by his confederates.
I mean, if I open my mouth about these people and the information that I have against them, they will be totally destroyed. Their reputation will be on the floor. But I'm not that kind of guy.
Yeah, we're not going to do it. I mean, no, the thing is that it's unbelievable the type of things that have been said about me for no reason. I mean, folks, the worst things you can say, and I did just sue somebody over something, but we fixed that. I've sued people three other times, and I tell you, if I wasn't fighting this New World Order so hard, I'd be suing them up one side and down the other right now. Not him, but his confederates and the thing he writes for. But just too bad for him. I was against it when he got arrested, though, and I said it was wrong. For that, I was savagely attacked. It's like trying.
I may go as a viewer. On the court case, just to do sense if it's needed.
Well, let me just say this. That's a side issue. I'm not going to give the operatives any attention. The point is, let's support Rosie O'Donnell with a petition online at Infowars.com right now. Get over there, sign it. William, God bless you, my friend.
God bless you. William911.com.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.